teachers see that. They see the needs day in and day out, and they know a lot of times where no one else does, because they do see the children every day and they do get to know those families. And how many years have y'all been doing Affordable Christmas?
About 10 years. I was trying to think back today, just about 10 years. We started off small.
How do you guys acquire the items? Do you have businesses that you partner with for donations of toys?
Yeah.
What does that look like?
That's vital. We wouldn't be able to do this without the community. Businesses, other organizations that will donate toys or provide finances for that. So it costs about...
Welcome to South Haven Business Beat. Business and community leaders talk with us to provide invaluable resources to aid the business community.
Hey, real quick, before we start, I know most of you listening right now haven't actually hit that subscribe button yet. I get it. You're busy. But it only takes 2 seconds, and it means you'll always have the best business stories and insights from South Haven waiting for you. So go ahead, tap it now. I'll wait. All right, now let's get started on today's episode. Hi, welcome to another episode of South Haven Business Beat, where we sit down with community leaders, entrepreneurs, and just people around our community that have great things going on that we want to be able to be a platform for them to tell their stories and to be able to give back to our listeners. Thank you so much for joining us. And today we have Mr. Jeff Summers from Trinity Church, and he's here to talk to us about an incredible program that they have going on at Trinity. Jeff, thanks so much for coming and hanging with us a little while.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely.
It's an honor.
So you have been with Trinity for quite some time. Take us back.
16 years. And so I'm an elder there. I oversee children's ministry and missions. And so it's been a process of growth for us as a church and that kind of thing. So God has been faithful to us throughout the whole process. So it's been good.
Well, I know I've known you for that amount of time as well. And I know that when you came into the children's ministry, it was in an interesting transition, and you really did just bring a whole breath of fresh air into the place. It was awesome to see the passion and the direction you had then. I can't even imagine how amazing it is now. But so you are wanting to talk to us about your program that you've started for parents during Christmas time. Can you tell me where that started, where the idea came from, and then just kind of how it came to be a reality?
Okay. Our church moved to the west side of South Haven, the Colonial Hills neighborhood area. Mm-hmm. And so one of the things that the Lord allowed us to do is to move and be debt-free, and we wanted to really make an impact in our community with families and schools. And so we heard about a Christian organization that did Affordable Christmas up in Kentucky. And so we wanted to make an impact in that. So the heart behind Affordable Christmas comes really from a book called When Helping Hurts. It's by Brian Fickert and Steve Corbett. Make sure I get the name right there. But the book opened our eyes to the fact that how even well-meaning charities, well-meaning intentions can sometimes hurt those that are trying to help, especially when it creates a dependency or takes away from a person's dignity. And so it challenged us to think about poverty in those terms, in terms of broken relationships with God, self, others, and creation. And so we want to look for ways to address those deeper issues, not just kind of the surface. So we began Affordable Christmas. It was kind of born out of that. And so we want to affirm the dignity of parents and as image bearers of God. And He has given all of us as parents a desire to provide for our kids, and He gives us the gifts and the resources and abilities to do that. So Affordable Christmas is not a handout. It's a way really to restore dignity and affirm dignity of parents. And sometimes those small experiences help open doors for larger ones. So, a Four Real Christmas, kind of the nuts and bolts of it is, again, it's a way to help parents basically provide Christmas toys for their children during Christmas time. Instead of simply giving toys to their kids or giving toys to the parents, we set up a store in our gym where parents come and choose their toys for their kids. They purchase the gifts at a deeply discounted rate and price. And so that way they are able to provide toys for their own kids themselves. And which, again, preserves and affirms their dignity. And so, for instance, this Christmas, our store is on December 13th. And so we set up our gym in a kind of a festive way. It's a store, basically, with shelves and brand new toys. And parents come by and choose three toys per child and stocking stuffers included with that. And they just pay $9 per child. So
that's an incredible idea. And to my knowledge, the only thing like that in this area, am I correct?
I believe so. I haven't heard of anything similar to that. And what makes this work is our partnership with the schools. And so we partner with local South Haven schools. They are able to vet the families, to know the families who actually would benefit from this ministry. And basically, we will send forms through the schools to the parents. The parents fill them out, complete them, return them, and then we contact them to set up a shop time for them. So our schools are so vital to that. And it's a pleasure and honor to be able to work with them. And they've been so open to work with us on that. So.
Yeah, that's incredible. I know teachers see that. They see the needs day in and day out. And they know a lot of times where no one else does, because they do see the children every day and they do get to know those families. And how many years have y'all been doing Affordable Christmas?
About 10 years. I was trying to think back today, so about 10 years. We started off small, with just a small group of families and kids just to kind of, and it's grown from there, from each year. So
how do you guys acquire the items? Do you have businesses that you partner with for donations of toys?
Yeah.
What does that look like?
That's vital. We wouldn't be able to do this without the community, businesses, other organizations that will donate toys or provide finances for that. So it costs about $110 per child to do this, where parents are paying $9 when they come in for it. So you can see the cost differential on that. And this year, last year, we served about 226 kids. So that's a lot of toys, that's a lot of money, and there's no way for our church to be able to do this on our own. So this is a community effort, and businesses, we depend on businesses to partner with us in this. And so businesses often donate financially, and we have a team of people a team of ladies, in fact, who love to go shopping. And so they'll shop for brand new toys. All these toys are brand new. If businesses don't donate financially, they'll do a toy drive. And so we have businesses do that as well. So it's definitely a community effort, to be able to provide for these families.
At the South Haven Chamber of Commerce, our mission has always been to create more opportunities for our members and community to share their story. And this podcast is just one of many ways that we do just that. But we couldn't make it happen without Pure Focus Media, the creative team behind the scenes helping make us and a lot of local businesses to look and sound their best. Pure Focus Media is on a mission to make high-quality video and content creation accessible to businesses of all sizes. From strategy to production, they help tell your story, attract more leads, and grow through the power of video. If you're ready to level up your brand, you need to visit purefocus.media and schedule your strategy call today. That's an incredible opportunity for businesses as well. Everybody's always has the mindset of wanting to give back to community, but it feels like it hits just a little bit deeper at the holidays. So that is a beautiful thing to be able to give to that. That really makes a difference in so many lives. I love that y'all are able to do this now for 10 years. And the number of people that you said that you're serving, over 200 children that are being blessed by this. That's just, that blows my mind.
It's amazing how, it really is. It's amazing how God has provided each year for this ministry and to see it flourish like it has.
For it to grow and be successful and to grow and he still provide. For it to grow again and he continue to provide. I love that. I love that. And just the testimony story behind it for you to be able to say, you know, this is, look at what God did. This is not me.
Yeah, it is definitely. Because each year, each year businesses will, there are some businesses who stay with us every single year. There's some businesses who come in and help for one, maybe 2 years or whatever, and things change, and that happens. And so every year it's kind of, Lord, you've got to provide, and he's provided every single year for us on that. So it's been good.
Well, if you had to think back over the last 10 years, is there a particular story, a particular family, or even a particular business that you were partnered with in some way throughout this that really just stands out to you? One, a success story, or just something that just hit you deep in your heart that you carry with you?
Yeah, there are many of them. I think the one that stands out for me is... we had a single mom with 8 kids come through Affordable Christmas. She was living in a rough situation, and she came through Affordable Christmas, shopped, that kind of thing. She and the store is set up to be relational. So it's not just you come in, you pick toys, line up, and go. It is set up to be very relational. And so we have shop assistants, we have people, volunteers who rap with the parents and those kind of things. So we have refreshments, you know, parents can sit with the volunteers and have conversations. Oftentimes you'll see people praying together. And so there's these opportunities to have conversations. In the midst of all that, this single mom connected with several of our ladies there. And she ended up, at one point, one of our ladies hired her to do some work to kind of fill in for her. And that helped her a lot. We had another lady come in and build a relationship with her and kind of look at, okay, what are some resources in DeSoto County that we can connect you with to help you with your kids and with your family? And so that worked out in a tremendous way. She was able to... secure housing, and we were able to walk alongside her and all that. And so a couple of years later, I hear back from her, and she wants to donate toys, not to shop, not to come back and shop, but she's coming back. She wants to donate toys to Affordable Christmas because what it meant to her during that time. And so she brought her and her kids brought bags of toys to donate.
That's incredible.
And that's an incredible story.
It is. That is incredible. I know I was privileged enough to be able to volunteer as one of the rappers a couple of years back. And just the look on these parents' faces when they walk in and just seeing the excitement, because especially if it was their first time, there were a couple of moms that I talked to while I was at the wrapping station that this was their first time, and she was just blown away. She was like, I knew because they told me what this was. You know, I knew all the things. She's like, but it's so much more when you walk in, and just the love that they felt and just the gratitude, and you can just feel it. That is probably one of the most incredible feelings ever. Just the joy that you get yourself from serving and seeing the joy that you're bringing to them.
Oh, it is. I mean, you know, our volunteers, benefit as much as anybody else too. And you see, you do see the tears of joy. We've seen those, the gratitude, and you see that in our volunteers as well. I mean, they are, our church loves this and loves to volunteer. And so they are impacted as well, because they get to see them. They get to see, hey, these parents are just like me. You know, I want to provide for my kids. I have a joy to go Christmas shopping and to see my kids have joy and know that I did this. I know that I provided for this. And so our volunteers get to see, I'm no different than these parents. Even though I'm wealthier, I have means to provide where they don't, I'm at the heart of it, we're not different. Yeah. God has made us that way in His image to want to provide and nurture our children, and that brings joy to that. And so so the impact goes much further than just the parents that come through. It impacts all of us that serve and volunteer in that ministry.
Absolutely. Well, I want to also talk about, you had mentioned about having businesses that partner with you guys to be able to donate presents and things. But I don't know, is it new that y'all are doing a golf tournament now also?
It's
kind of a fundraiser thing?
Yeah, it's a fundraiser. It's another aspect that we've organized. And so this will be our third year doing the Affordable Christmas Golf Classic. And this year it is on September 22nd. At Olive Branch Golf, the Olive Branch Country Club. And so it raises funds for us. It helps additionally beyond what is given and donated. And so, I mean, I would love for those who are listening to, you know, get a team together, come out and play. If you have a business that wants to sponsor a hole or be a sponsor of the golf course, or the golf classic, then we can, you know, we have advertisements that we can do throughout the golf classic. And so yeah, we do that every year. This is our third year. And it's been a blessing. It's been a huge benefit, to being able to, again, purchase the needed items that we need for the parents to choose from for their kids. So
Jeff, with the way this is growing and how much the Lord has just done over the years, I know it gets stressful. I know it's a blessing. I know you love it, but it's a lot. It's a lot. What keeps you going? What one thing do you keep in your mind to keep you going and energized?
It's the joy. What keeps us going back, coming back to it is the joy of it all. And it's to see, again, we've kind of hit upon it before, is to see the parents welcomed, the warmth of it, the love. When I see people praying together, tears of gratitude, I see the stories where people will come back and somebody come back and donated an item from their family just to say thank you. My parents will come in and say, just keep the change, those kind of things, and use it for, another parent, some family. So you see that. And then there's stories like, one year a parent was wrapping gifts with one of our volunteers at the table. And they got to a point where they wanted to put the name tag on the gift, right? And so they put the child's name and then it says from, that kind of thing. And so the parent turned to the volunteer and says, who should I say this is from? Should I say it's from Trinity? And the volunteer said, no, it's from you. You provided it. You chose it. You paid for it. You provided it for your child. So those moments remind me of why we do this. That small little incident at a wrapping table shows and highlights a greater need, that it's God has not only made each person in His image, but He's provided the resources and the abilities and the desire to want to provide for, you know, provide for our children. And those little things, again, affirm why we do what we do. And that's what we want to affirm in our parents. So it's not just a simple, this, Affordable Christmas is not a toy donation drive. Yeah. It is much, much more than that. It is saying to parents, you have dignity because you're created in the image of God, and He's given you these things, and He's provided these things. And we want to affirm that in a small way. We want to affirm that through Affordable Christmas. And so the relationships that we pray develop out of that, like the single mom I mentioned, is something that we pray for. And we hope that it grows from there in a parent's life. And and so that's what I love. That's the joy. And then again, what I think I mentioned is just the volunteers who serve, realizing these parents aren't any different than them. Yep. You know, materially, there's going to be differences. And that's evident. But the same desire, the same joy, the same want to provide for our kids is there. And that's built in to our DNA. That's built into how God has made us. And so the material things look differently in each of our lives, but it doesn't change the essence of who we are and as God has made us. And that brings a joy. It's more than the toys. It's seeing the parents and seeing the volunteers, their perspectives change.
Yes.
About who they are and who God is and who Christ is. And realizing, hey, God loves you. He loves you so much that He sent His only Son, Jesus Christ, to take away your shame, to take away your sin, and provide salvation for you. And if He does that, how much more is He going to take care of our needs in this life? And so that is, you know, something, you know, I want all of us to walk away from, realizing we're all in that same boat, so to speak. We all need Christ's grace and His favor, and knowing that He is a good and perfect Father. And we want to reflect that, His very nature, and that with our own kids and with each other.
You know, here at the Chamber, we're all about creating opportunities, but sometimes those opportunities slip away because you forget to follow up. That's why we love the Follow app. They're the powerful tool working behind the scenes to help businesses turn conversations into customers. The Follow app makes staying connected effortless by combining text, email, and call follow-up in one streamlined system. It helps busy professionals like you close more deals, nurture relationships, and never let a lead slip through the cracks. Are you ready to boost your follow-through and results? Then you need to visit thefollowapp.co and start your free trial today. We are really all in that same boat, and that is our standard. That is our measure of success, is how we are able to bless others with what He has given us, with our ability to know that we have a Savior and that we have the ability to share that. Even for just a small moment, we may see this family just once. You know, they're having a hard year this year, or, you know, they, whatever the story may be, but you have that moment. And in that moment, you're equal. We're brothers and sisters in Christ.
Yeah, we it's something that whether you're a Christian or not, God provides these things for us, and that's His grace to us. And we gratefully receive those things, right? We receive these gifts, all of us do, and we do so gratefully. Gratefully, not only first and foremost for the hand of God that provides it, but also for Him working through others to provide it for us. And we receive that. We receive it thankfully and gratefully for God. But the second part of that is that we give generously, and we take what God's given us, and we want to bless others with that. We want to generously say, "Hey, I want to give to you, because so much has been given to me."
Absolutely.
And that is a work of God in our hearts. That doesn't always come naturally, because sometimes we're focused on ourselves and our own needs and what's right in front of us. But God wants us to say, "Hey, remember what I've given you, all the things I've given you, not just salvation from sin and to God, but the material things that we have, God has given us." And it's not only to take care of our families, but it's to provide for those who need it, and to be generous with those gifts that He's given us.
Absolutely. So for a business that wants to be involved, if they want to donate, if they want to volunteer and be one of the little rapping elves, right, like I was, what do they need to do? What does that look like? How do they go about getting in contact with you?
Well, we've got to have a website, and this goes for the golf tournament as well. So okay, if they want to register for the golf tournament, it's reachdesotoms.org.
Okay.
So reachdesotoms.org. And they can go on there. They can register. There's information on there. They can email me. And they can contact Trinity. If that's, call or contact Trinity and say, "Hey, I want to serve. I want to volunteer." And we have people from the business community as well as the schools who will come out and spend a couple hours and wrap gifts and those kinds of things. So we always eager to have people come out and serve. Learn more about how the store works. But if they want, we also need donations. And so whether that's a financial donation, again, you can go to reachdesotoms.org and donate through it. Or you can contact us and say, "Hey, I'd love to do a toy drive through my businesses." And so we've had banks, we've had other businesses who will bring by the boxes, donation boxes and information. And so they will often do it through their employees and customers to drop off brand new toys and stuff for the store. So it's very easy. But we need all those areas, from finances to toy drives to volunteers, are always needed, always welcome.
So, overall, I know every year is different and what you provide looks different depending on the age of the children or whatever, but is there one thing in particular that year after year you feel like we really could do if we had more of this? Is there a certain area maybe that tends to be lacking, whether it be volunteers or supplies, wrapping paper? Is there anything that you see as a real need?
Every year God has provided, it's interesting. It's how God has provided. For example, wrapping paper is always needed. And we had a company donate a lot of wrapping paper for us. But I'm sure that's, as we go along next couple of years, that'll be depleted. So all those kinds of things. Volunteers are always helpful. The donations are always helpful. Those are kind of the greatest needs. And for our families who are in our schools, they're able to shop not only for the children in their schools, but they're able to shop for if they have an infant or if they have a preschooler or whatever, they can shop for them as well, or a teenager, those kind of things, they can shop for them as well. So all those areas are needed. If you donate in any way, any shape or form, volunteer any way, shape or form, I would say, hey, it's needed. And awesome. We'll welcome that with open arms.
Awesome. Well, I usually finish every podcast. Typically, I'm interviewing a business, but occasionally we have organizations as well that are, you know, here. And we say, what is something that you could say has made a difference being a part of the chamber? Is there something specific that you have found value in being a part of the chamber?
Yeah, I think what comes to mind is community. And I think the connections that we have through the chamber with other businesses, I think that is how God's designed us to live in community, that we're not sufficient in ourselves, that we need each other. And to me, the chamber is a connection point for our community to coordinate, businesses, other organizations to coordinate to better our city and to better our county. And we need that. That's, I think, again, biblically, that's how God has designed us to be. And we're not lone wolves out there. We need each other, and we all have different strengths and abilities that we contribute. And so we have churches and businesses working hand in hand. We have churches and other organizations working hand in hand. Business. So it's all this side by side, shoulder to shoulder kind of effort that that is needed. And I think the chamber has been a huge impact with us in that area to just be able to connect with businesses and organizations throughout our city.
I know that is definitely one of our biggest passions. Debbie, our fearless leader, you know her well. One of her favorite phrases is that a rising tide lifts all boats. And she is just grace personified when it comes to stuff like that, because she wants to see others succeed. She wants to see that next person excel. And she measures her success with how well she loves the Lord and how well she loves others. And she inspires me every day, because she is that one that wants to push the next person, that wants to do whatever she can, no matter what it looks like. And she has created our team and our mission as a chamber to be that platform, that megaphone, the one to just grab arm in arm and say, let's do this thing. And I love that so much. And I'm really thankful, because that is something that was instilled in her years and years and years ago in church, and has been cultivated and developed at Trinity. And just that partnership and seeing the next level of what God's going to do. And then the growth has been just incredible. So,
well, she's been a blessing. I mean, a blessing to us, a blessing to our church. Mm-hmm. You could see the passion.
Yes.
You can see the passion in y'all's team. And that's evident. Every time I see you guys, here at the office or somewhere else, it's evident. And you need that. And our city needs that. Our community needs that. That it's, hey, we're not in this for just ourselves. We're in it for everybody. And we want to see everybody flourish. And that's our prayer. That's our, you know, whatever you do, whether you own a business or you're a dentist or whatever you're doing, God has provided that for us and for our community. Why? To bless everybody. And so it's part of that giving. And while God takes care of our needs through it, He also says, I want you to bless others through it as well. And that's evident through what you guys do as well.
Thank you. That's wonderful for you to say. Guys, you need to contact Trinity Church and get involved with Affordable Christmas. If you don't play golf, that's okay. Your business can still sponsor somebody else to play golf. I've never played before, but it's going to be fun. You just go out there and have a good time, even if you're not good at it. It's okay. But Jeff, thank you so much for coming out and talking with us a little bit about Affordable Christmas. And just be on the lookout, because I know that we're going to have a huge influx of people that are going to come out and support for this, because it's an incredible opportunity to give back to not only our community, but just everyone in general, because the Christmas spirit is a beautiful thing. And when you put Christ at the center of it, it doesn't get any better than that.
Makes a difference. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Guys, thank you so much for joining us. If you haven't done so, please go hit that like and subscribe button so you don't miss a single one of our episodes. We'll see you soon. Bye-bye. At the South Haven Chamber of Commerce, our mission has always been to bring more opportunities to our members and to our community, and this podcast is one of the many ways that we do just that. But we couldn't be able to do what we do without the support of our sponsor, Wisdom Integrators. They're the strategic tech partner that makes it possible for businesses to work smarter and not harder. Wisdom Integrators helps organizations harness that power of technology by designing tailored solutions for workflow, automation, process improvement, and digital transformation. For small businesses or large enterprises, they bridge the gap between the vision and the execution. Are you ready to scale up your efficiency and impact? Then you need to come and visit wisdomintegrators.net to schedule your consultation today.
Thank you for listening to this episode of South Haven Business Beat. Would you like to be a sponsor of South Haven Business Beat? Please email us, info@southhavenchamber.com. Be sure to share and subscribe for more business resources.